Hello, everybody. This is Dr. McClower, and this is the last day of the stress week. And I want to emphasize something to you that in our particular culture, we work more than anybody else on the planet. And we expect more of ourselves than anybody else on the planet. And we assume things that aren't true and that can lead to bad health. Like, I'll just work harder. I'll just work more. And if I work more, I'll get more done. Oftentimes what happens is that there's a diminishing return over time. And the best thing you can do for your stress, for being productive, is to make time for yourself. Make some quiet time where it's just you, where you can decompress with yourself, with your person, where there's a relaxation period. Do that. It's like a recess. It's like a reboot, a reset for your mind, for your heart, for your soul. It's one of the best things you can do, to do less. That way you treat your life just like you're treating your food. High quality, lower quantity. You don't have to do everything. I know you want to, but think about the types of things that you can focus on so that you're not filling your life with things that ultimately lead to stress responses. Find the things that are the most important to you, and you know what? That in itself is an important exercise. When you do, what you find is that you do start spending more time with the things that really matter and not the peripheral things that you wish you could get done if only you had enough time. And, oh, I think I can do it because I can just burn the candle at both ends and like you're still 21 or something. So what I want you to do moving forward is to practice the high quality, low quantity life. Take time for yourself. That's your homework. I'm Dr. Will Clower. If you have any questions at all, please let us know. info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.